any of the NGOs in El Paso. You talked to Veronica Escobar, who represents that area. Why wouldn't we want NGOs giving water to people coming across or helping deal with the situation on the border? Their bill is for a border wall. That is not something Democrats can or will support. But we will support increased funding for Border Patrol. We will support increased funding for immigration judges to quickly process things. We will support better technology and security on the border. So why not come up with a compromise there? And the president, by the way, is doing everything he can to reverse the catch and release. You have border agents now and judges quickly calling people who are coming at the border within hours, and many of the folks who don't have legitimate claims aren't being allowed in.
So just a couple of recent Fox polls on this, on how the president's doing on the issue of immigration. 36% approval, 61% disapproval, and how he's treating illegal immigrants who show up. 9% say too tough. 60%, the overwhelming majority in this poll, say not tough enough. So whatever this administration is doing, voters out there do not think it's effective. They lay this at the president's feet.
They understand that there is the border crisis right now in terms of people not being treated in an orderly, safe, and humane process. But the problem is often with Congress. I mean, we have not provided the administration with the resources for the immigration judges or processing. We have not provided the resources for Border Patrol. We have not provided the resources for securing the border. And I don't believe this is either a Democratic or a Republican issue. It's a both-party issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, President Reagan is the last president who's gotten this done. And since then, we've had no bipartisan agreement. So the question I have for Representative Donaldson or others is, do you want to just score political points, or do you want to actually work, compromise, and get something done? Well, I want to get something done.
Well, the problem is what we were doing under Donald J. Trump worked. Apprehensions were down. Border crossings were down. And yet, the first thing on day one that Joe Biden did was take down everything that the Trump administration had instituted to fix the border problem. And now we've got the Biden border chaos. That's the problem that we face. A guy that has been solidly I'm trying to think what the best Ken Paxton is a Texas Attorney General. In fact, this is cut two. He was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, and his reaction to the federal judge's ruling in Title 42, the fight at Title 42 case, where the Biden administration cannot just send people out into the interior of the United States when they come across the border. This is just criminal what the Biden administration wants to do, and a federal judge said no. Ken Paxton, his reaction. This is cut two, go.
Texas is doing something very similar, as Mayorkas is out saying that the border's under control, which we all know is an absolute lie. But we had a case that's set for trial in the middle of June that was trying to stop them from flying in 30,000 illegal immigrants from places like Nicaragua and Venezuela and Haiti and Cuba. And we've added this portion, which is now, with this memo they put on May 10th, literally a day before this Title 42 policy was going away, where they said they were just going to release people into the public and they were supposed to provide their addresses and the report back in 60 days. Totally ludicrous. We have no way to track these people. They're going to be released into the country, and it's completely illegal.
This is unbelievable. And, you know, it's so stunning to look at the DOJ and the FBI completely blowing off the laws of this country. I know that you both were watching and listening to the last segment that I had with Congressman James Comer. And, you know, a stunning admission from Comer that these whistleblowers, or at least one informant, is now missing. What can be done here in terms of the DOJ and the FBI? Are they corrupt as well?
Look, I'm going to say yes.
Well, I think it's important. Wait, go ahead. Ken Paxton, go ahead. Sure.
Absolutely. They have a job here. They're supposed to enforce the law. And we know that there's all this information about the Biden administration and about his family. And you've got James Comer with evidence, and yet the FBI isn't even cooperating with this oversight committee, so you know they're not doing their job. So, I mean, somewhere along the way, a president is going to have to reform what's going on in the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which have become political, and they target Republicans, and they let Democrats walk.
That's the problem. That is the problem. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk about the Oakland A's and a possible move to Southern Nevada. We have a change of venue, kind of at the 11th hour, where Bally's, I guess, offered up some free land, which will bring the cost of the project way down from $500 million in public money to $395 million or thereabouts. And we're going to talk about, you know, what happened to bring the price of this project way, way down, and what are the prospects of it getting done? Mick Akers will join us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So Wayne Allen Root, by the way, will join us. He is a normal Monday guest, and he'll be with us at 2:30. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at exactly 1:30, take a look at the traffic cams right now, and it looks like you are slowed somewhat as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Anywhere near that Tropicana construction zone, you're probably going to see some heavy volumes through there. Southbound at Spring Mountain, northbound at Hacienda. Remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 southbound, and the Frank Sinatra ramp is closed on 15 north, all part of the Tropicana project. Also, look out for accidents right now. Flamingo at Las Vegas Boulevard, Jones at Vegas Drive, and a hit and run. That's Burnham at Sahara.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Golden Knights are headed to the Western Conference Final. They beat Edmonton 5-2 last night to win the series 4-2. Vegas will take on the winner of tonight's Game 7 between Dallas and Seattle. Jonathan Marchessault scored 3 goals for his second career postseason hat-trick and win. Riley Smith and William Karlsson also scored for the Golden Knights. Aiden Hill with 39 stops. Ivan Barbashev had 2 helpers. Vegas will have home ice advantage in the Western Conference Final. Seattle is the top wild card in the West. Dallas the second seed out of the Central Division. The Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0 Sunday. Tony Gonsolin and 4 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. Mookie Betts hit a 2-run homer. The Guardians nip the Angels 4-3. Josh Naylor hit a 2-run homer off Carlos Estevez in the 8th. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to Oxfords or T-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086, or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He is becoming a kind of a real Republican hero. He's an African-American. He is from the state of Florida. He is a congressman. He is Byron Donalds, and he was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. This was his reaction to what happened late last week, the passage by the House of Representatives of H.R. 2. It's a border security bill. It was passed last week, and now it's up to the Senate to do what it will with it. Maybe nothing. It may just end up drawing dust in a office suite at the Capitol. This was Byron Donalds, though. This is cut four, and he was on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
There's not anything happening here in Washington as far as moving forward on immigration legislation, other than the House GOP has passed something, probably will die in the Senate. Chairman Mike McCaul has said this is our blueprint. If we win back the White House, we have the House and the Senate. This is the bill that we will start from. But Republicans have held all of those key posts before and have not fixed the border. How much does the GOP bear blame with what we're seeing now at the border?
Well, first of all, Shannon, good to be with you. A couple things. Under the under the Trump administration, we never saw anything like this. We actually had the border under control. It was secure. We were still trying to figure out some other side pieces of immigration policy overall, because Democrats would never work with us on common sense immigration policies. What the Democrats have always wanted is this massive surge to the border with no checks at all, no balances at all. So the House Republican position is a border security package that would secure the border. And it was my position as well as Chairman McCaul's. That's what we will be moving when we win back the White House in 2024. And I do stress when. Now, that being said, what's happening now is because of Joe Biden's recklessness, his desire when he became president just to rip up all the Trump-era policies that actually had our border secure, and now they're scrambling to find a solution to the crisis that Joe Biden created.
So Democrats will say, yes, it is true this administration got rid of those policies, but it's because they called them cruel and inhumane. They worked, but they weren't kind to the people who were coming here. So what do you say to them, and is there any area where Republicans will compromise when it comes to negotiating over some legislation?
Well, first of all, the Democrats do this all the time. They don't like a policy. They call it cruel. But what truly is cruel, Shannon, are the young women who are being raped in the journey to our southern border. They're being raped by the coyotes. They're being raped by the drug cartels. They're being raped by other men who are in their package of people that are moving to the border. Number two, also inhumane, the fact that we've given operational control to the drug cartels under Joe Biden's administration. The drug cartel is going to make about $13 billion this year trafficking people to our southern border. And then they use Joe Biden's reckless policy to traffic massive amounts of fentanyl into our country, killing 75,000 Americans per year. That's inhumane. When it comes to negotiations with the Democrats on this policy, I say to them very clearly, let's secure the border first. Let's get it done. Let's finish building the wall and doing all the other mechanisms that are crucial for our country's security. And when we have that done, then we can talk about all the immigration policies. But the left wants to bring out young kids who came here through no fault of their own, quote unquote, and use that as a poker chip, as a leverage point to say we don't need to secure the border. That's insane policy for our country. We can do better.
Byron Donalds, remember that name. He is a rising star in the Republican Party. There are so many numbers, 345,000. That's the number of unaccompanied minors who have crossed our borders with Mexico. 345,000 since Joe Biden took office. That is unforgivable. That's atrocious. And as Byron Donald said, we can do better. We must do better. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Isn't it weird? Again, it's live and local for a Monday. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3. In fact, he'll be coming up at 2:30. He'll be joining us on this program at 2:30, and then, of course, his own show coming up at 3 o'clock. You know, all of these big-time governors and these big-time mayors are little by little having to rethink the whole notion of sanctuary cities. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been following a couple of stories, mainly back east, of what's going on with some of these cities that are now being sued by smaller communities around them. You know, in Orange, New York, and other places, due to busing migrants out of the big cities and into smaller towns. What is going on?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because there's a lot of these big cities, big leftist liberal cities across the nation that have said that, hey, we're a sanctuary city because we love and respect these people, even though they broke the law to get here, and we'll do everything we can to make their stay in our city more comfortable. Well, now the mayor of New York City, you know him well, Eric Adams, he is asking a judge now to revisit the city sanctuary law, which it makes it easier for these people to function and not look over their shoulder, and they don't cooperate with the ICE people. So now we have the mayor of New York City saying, you know, maybe we should take a look at that because nobody ever envisioned this kind of invasion in our community, which it makes me chuckle whenever I see Mayorkas on there with his bald head and his big eyebrows saying, hey, everything is fine here. There's no crisis whatsoever. It's just going to be a little rough patch. Doesn't that just make you sick? But I heard contradictory reports that there were some homeless veterans in one of these communities you were talking about outside of New York, Newburgh in New York. Homeless veterans staying there in multiple hotels were told by the staff that their temporary housing would not be extended and they would have to leave immediately to make room for these illegals to come in there. So we're hearing both sides of the story here. Who do you believe anymore?
Well, and that's the problem, that you've got different stories going on out there. The New York Post, I think, was reporting that story of homeless veterans being moved out. We have one New York official who is denying the charge. But the fact is that we're hearing that more and more where people who have earned respect, homeless veterans, are being denied accommodations to make room for the illegals. That is so wrong on so many levels.
It's a disgrace. I'm not even a veteran, and I'm upset about this because these people, they put it on the line. They signed up. They did what they had to do. Maybe they come back with PTSD. Maybe they have some other emotional problems. They're down on their luck, and here we are, where these people are being kicked out. Four people who actually their first act in the United States was to break our law. It makes no sense whatsoever. It infuriates me, and I'm sure there are even some Democrats that are veterans that are pretty ticked off about this.
And they should be. By the way, speaking of somebody that's ticked off, Michael McCaul is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. He was on with John Carl yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos and was talking about the passage of H.R. 2. And what he says, even though it may not even get a sniff from, the Democrat-run Senate, Michael McCaul in the House says that what they passed late last week, H.R. 2, is a blueprint for immigration reform. This is cut number 5, and it's Michael McCall's view that we can do a lot better than what we're doing right now. Here it is.
The surge at the border following the end of Title 42 is not as big, at least so far, as was anticipated, including you. I mean, many people thought it was going to be much bigger. Why is that? Is the message gotten through that the border is not open?
I don't think so. I do think there are caravans going up. I think they still want to get in. My governor, my home state, has put Texas National Guard and DHS, CBP troops on the border to stop the influx. But, you know, the fact is the last 2.5 years speak for themselves. We've had 5 million people enter this country illegally, 1.5 getaways. It's unsustainable. And I really enjoyed, the federal judge, they're usually fairly objective, saying that this was the defendant, in this case, the United States of America, right, of its own making, this crisis.
They are doing some things. I mean, Mayorkas tried to distance himself from the Trump policy, but they're, you know, they are imposing penalties, or say they will impose penalties for those across illegally. You have to come through a legal process. Do you support that?
Why did it take him so long? I mean, I told him from day one, you can call it whatever you want, but the migrant protection protocols remain in Mexico. We're working. Why? Because political asylum has been abused by the cartels. And when they get into the United States, whether they have legitimate claims or not, they're released into our society. And then you have 5 million people without any legal status. A lot of them go to stash houses. They're trafficked. They get into criminal enterprises here in the United States. And it's interesting that 2.5 years later, they're now walking this back and trying to implement something, MPP-like, but not exactly. We passed a border security bill this week in Congress. And my portion was to codify and authorize into law the migrant protection protocols.
So you passed that bill as entirely party lines. Is there any, I mean, obviously the solution here, everybody is saying, and has been saying it for years, is you need to have Congress do another immigration reform bill. Are you having any negotiations on the other side of the aisle on this?
Yeah, and I chaired a Homeland Security Committee. We did a lot of border bills, bipartisan. I think there's room for that. I think this was kind of our big, bold blueprint, if you will, that if we got the Senate and the White House, this is what Republicans would pass. I'm still hopeful that there are rational Democrats out there who will work with us on some of these provisions. I don't think the whole bill is going to pass, Schumer. I'm not disillusioned by that. I mean, but I do think there are some things we can do bipartisan.
I hope so. Michael McCall, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. The one thing I will say is we can do this, but the Democrats have got to budge. There are things they want that we're not crazy about. Maybe we meet in the middle. But this might not get even a hearing. I mean, this may die in Chuck Schumer's office, never to be seen again. But it's called H.R. 2. If you are reaching out to our members of the U.S. Senate, Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto, tell them that you want them to take up H.R. 2 and cast a vote one way or another. One way or another, see if there's a way that we can get a vote and make everybody go on the record. I support H.R. 2 or I vote against it. And then when they run for re-election, we'll just say, remember that vote back in 2023? Yeah, we can talk about that. Coming up on the program, very excited, Mick Akers will join us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What's going on with the Oakland A's and their possible move to Southern Nevada? A lot, it turns out. Last week, everybody was saying no comment. Today, if you read the RJ, everybody is talking about this. We'll get to that. Also, Wayne Allen Root will join us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 until 6, and the Great Patriot by Cot book. The Great Patriot Boycott book. Not a boycott, a boycott. I love that. What a great title for a book. Wayne Allen Root's new book. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced education.